We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, The Man to Whom God Looks. Today's meditation was written by Ikechukwu Mpama. We shall take our Bible reading from Isaiah 66:2. For all these things has my hand made, and so all these things came to be, says the Lord. But to this man will I look, to him who is humble and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. I have just read from the NHEB translation. There are so many councils and counselors present in the world today. There is an expert for every conceivable area matter of life. Therefore, it is not strange to see people begin to compare the opinions of experts on a matter. They call it seeking a second opinion. Yet again, there is also this growing philosophy of living life on your own terms. That means you get to choose what you want and what you do not want. You get to decide which counsel to follow or not to follow, depending on how it makes you feel. With God, however, the man to whom God looks is the man who never takes God's word as just another expert opinion to be weighed in with other opinions. The man to whom God looks is a man who is submitted and has resigned himself to treating God's word as sacred and obeys God's word with dispatch. Our text today suggests that this is only possible with humility and contrition of heart. A proud man will find it hard to tremble at God's word. He will take his jolly good time before, that is, if he ever does, he decides to heed God's word. A man who trembles at God's word has already settled it in his heart that God's word takes first place in his heart and will be the building blocks that shape his life and destiny. The proud man will learn on his own learning, knowledge, and understanding, trusting in his own expertise and judgment. Go into today meditating on these. Do you tremble at God's word? Is God's word capable of leading you to alter your predetermined and predisposed lifestyle? Prayer. Lord, please help me live a life ruled by your word. Help me lead a fruitful life. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Deuteronomy 1-3. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.